When we're gathered together on Sunday mornings, we love to remember the Lord Jesus Christ, who He is and what He has done. And we have just sung about our Savior. We have reflected on His character. We've reflected on His cross work. We're going to do that again as we open God's Word this morning to celebrate communion. I'd like to invite you to turn to the book of Revelation, and we'll look at a single verse in chapter 5. The death of Jesus of Nazareth has been looked at by observers and interpreted in various ways. Here was an upstart religious figure on a meteoric rise to popularity, whose rise to fame ended in tragedy as he was crucified as a common criminal. That's one take. Some have viewed the death of Jesus on the cross as an expression of love from God. And while it is that, it is not merely that. Jesus did not die a martyr's death just to prove that sacrifice was valuable, just to demonstrate that God had compassion on people and wanted to show His love by having His own Son suffer. No, there was something much more to the death of Jesus than a mere display of God's love. And we see this in Revelation chapter 5, verse 9. Angels and creatures and people surround the throne of Jesus Christ in the eternity future. And they sing a song, and the song goes like this. And I'll just state the words. I won't try to make up a melody. "Worthy are you to take the book and to break its seals, for you were slain, and you purchased for God with your blood people from every tongue and tribe and nation and people." This is a future look at the victory of our Savior and the celebration of His victory. You see, Jesus did not die a pitiable death. He was not a hapless victim at the hands of the Roman Empire. This was our God in the flesh come to purchase Christians, come to purchase people for His own possession. There is a transaction that took place at the cross. It's reflected in verse 9. Jesus is praised because He was slain, and at His slaying, He purchased. He purchased. He paid a ransom price for those who needed to be rescued. And He purchased for God with His own blood people. Do you see what's going on there? This is not just he happened to die, or He came to die just to show something. No, He came to buy something. He came to purchase people. And the purchase price was His own life. And God had to be paid for the sins of the people He would purchase. And the people that Jesus would purchase would come from every tongue and tribe and nation and people on the earth, scattered since the Tower of Babel, in rebellion ever since the fall, but purchased by God in the flesh for God, for God's glory, and for the good of those people. Listen, when we celebrate communion, we celebrate a victory. We celebrate an accomplished task. Jesus came for something, and He accomplished what He came for. He secured with His own blood a people to belong to Him. And He was successful, completely successful in this venture. You and I who believe in Jesus Christ, who love Jesus Christ, we got here because God Himself took on flesh, went to a cross, and paid for us, purchased us. We are bought. We belong to Him. And what a great joy it is to know that while the world scorns Jesus now, there is coming a day when every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that He is Lord to the glory of the Father. And those who belong to Him will surround His throne in concentric circles and sing the song of verse 9. Jesus is worthy. Jesus is worthy. Because He purchased for God with His blood people from every tongue and tribe and nation and people. And that's us. That gives us tremendous hope Not a wishful thinking kind of hope, but a confidence in a future reality that Jesus will indeed finish everything that he set out to do. We're going to take some bread and some juice as a memorial of what Jesus accomplished at the cross. The bread represents his body, broken, crushed. The blood represents, the blood is represented by the juice you will drink, spilled out for those who would believe. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ this morning, you don't have to be a member of Grace Bible Church. You just have to be a member of Jesus Christ. We invite you to take communion with us. Drink the juice, eat the bread, remember what Jesus has done in your place. If you don't know Jesus Christ, we would ask you to not drink the juice or eat the bread. These are memorials for those who belong to him. If you feel the weight of your sin this morning and you feel the need of a clean conscience, a blank slate, a new start, if you feel the need to be created anew from the inside by God, listen, friend, there is life for you in Jesus Christ available today. If you will turn from your life and turn to him, you can have eternal life now. And you can eat and drink with us this morning. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved from the wrath of God. I invite you this morning, if you're a Christian, to examine your heart. This is an opportunity for us to come before God and rejoice in the forgiveness that has been purchased. But you can't do that while you're holding on to known sin that you won't turn from. That is a signal of a hard heart whose road is, end of that road is destruction. Turn from any hard-heartedness. Embrace the forgiveness that has been purchased for you and enjoy communion with us this morning. The men are going to come forward at this time, distribute the juice and the bread. Just pray. Talk to God. Rejoice in your Savior. Reflect. Examine your heart. Confess any sin you need to. And then take the cup and the bread on your own, and I'll close us in prayer.